Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbouquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbouquet. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball four. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Geiger moves to second. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Stigman covering, for the out. Geiger moves to third. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Allison steals second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and has Allison trapped. There's the throw to Malzone who throws to Bresud, who tags Allison for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Batty moves to second. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields the ball and throws to Stigman covering. Safe. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet bunts towards the mound. Stigman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schilling moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Malzone moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Tillman moves to second. It's Twins, 2, Red Sox, 2. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressude fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Tillman and they have the runner in a rundown. Bressude applies the tag, and Allen is out. One out. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stigman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Monbouquet is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger bunts towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 0 for 2 in the game. Bressude hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Geiger moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Geiger scores. Bressude goes all the way around to score. Yastrzemski moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Ruben Gomez now pitching. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rollins is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rollins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Batty reaches second base with a double. Allison goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Dick Raditz now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz bunts towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raditz for the out. Schilling moves to second. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Verhaals hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher pinch hits for Ruben Gomez. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Stang's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bressuit. Power moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Power moves to third. 1 out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schilling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Raitetz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raitetz is 0-for-0 in the game. Raitetz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batty moves to third. Allen moves to second. George Banks pinch hits for Lee Stang. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Batty tags and scores. 1 out. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-4 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Schilling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Moore now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Geiger strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bressuit strikes out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bressuit fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.